This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Danny Wright-Toussaint is the project worker at Perth Inner City Youth Services, who are the lead organisation in the Trans Homelessness Project in Western Australia. The Trans Homelessness Project is a joint initiative of Perth Inner City Youth Services, Trans Folk of WA, and Connect Groups. Funded by the City of Vincent, the project aims to develop referral pathways for homeless trans people in WA and to promote peer support in the local area. Danny spoke to Dean Arcuri to not only let us know about the Trans Homelessness Project, but to discuss how these organisations came together and the way in which the need for these kinds of crossed pathways builds stronger support for homeless youth in our marginalised communities.
Perth Inner City Youth Services have been working with trans and gender diverse or all LGBTI young people for many years. And I suppose they saw the opportunity to partner with such great partner groups, and Trans Folk of WA are obviously the key volunteer-run support organisation for trans and gender diverse folk in WA. And they are a member of Connect Groups. Connect Groups is an organisation that basically has a whole range of member groups, which are all peer support and self-help related groups, which includes things like Trans Folk of WA and PFLAG WA and Bisexual Community Perth and stuff like that.
These organisations have been working together for a while in a less formal capacity, but in coming together in this way, they're not only raising awareness but creating a stronger network of support for homeless trans youth in Western Australia.
Came from a range of perspectives. Perth Inner City Youth Services have always seen a higher demand or need from trans and gender diverse young people seeking their services, as well as things like the Trans Pathways research, which showed that 22% of the trans and gender diverse young participants experienced issues with accommodation. And also, of course, anecdotally through the networks at Trans Folk of WA, we knew that was something that was an ongoing issue. And anecdotally, I think a lot of trans and gender diverse support services and groups and stuff have been seeing that sort of being disproportionately represented as an issue that trans and gender diverse folk are facing. The goal is to increase the appropriate referrals for trans and gender diverse young people experiencing homelessness, link them in a more accessible way. So one of the ways that PHIS is doing that is having a peer-based drop-in space once a month that's sort of a spin-off that's trans-specific from their regular drop-in for young people experiencing homelessness. So that's called Base Camp Agenda. And it's also about me being able to be a bit of a sort of familiar presence between the groups of trans folk and Perth Inner City Youth Services, so that I suppose people feel more confident and comfortable and can anticipate a competent service when they know the face or one of the people that is working. It makes it obviously a lot easier for people to feel like they can, I suppose, muster the courage to access a service. Because one of the things that we do know about trans and gender diverse young people's experience with homelessness is that they're more likely to be street present and more likely to anticipate and or experience actual discrimination when accessing homelessness services. So being able to really make sure that Perth Inner City Youth Services is sort of going over and above and taking an equitable approach to make sure that trans and gender diverse young people feel confident and safe to access the service is really important.
While there is data that clearly shows us that we need to do more to create a safe environment for trans and gender diverse young people who are homeless or don't feel safe in their home environment, how are our current support services not meeting their needs?
I mean, there's obviously broad range issues like the culture that we have being really binary-centred and exclusionary of transgender-diverse people, particularly non-binary people. And again, Trans Pathways showed that I think 48% of the trans and gender-diverse young people surveyed were actually identifying as non-binary, so that's obviously a huge portion of the population. So often homelessness services are really gendered spaces. So that's not always the case, and we're seeing more and more sort of individualised options, but that's certainly an issue, sort of cultural issue that's in our society generally, but really, I suppose, like a magnifying glass applies in a really gendered space like an accommodation service, and or at least things like bathrooms are, even if they're sort of individualised rooms or apartments that might be supported accommodation services, then if they're the facilities that have gendered other spaces like, bathrooms and stuff. But commonly there'll be sort of a boys' girl and a boys' wing and a girls' wing, and that, obviously is problematic for a lot of trans and gender diverse young people, especially non-binary people, or even just for binary identified trans people who, depending on where they're at in terms of being out or transitioning or just their comfort with different spaces, and also obviously with trans and gender diverse people experiencing higher rates of gender-based violence and gendered spaces can be a lot more scary and less safe. This has been, I think, one of the most formal arrangements that we've come together, but it's certainly in terms of like networks and relationships that's been more ongoing for a few years, and I think there was some previous attempts to sort of seek out funding around this sort of work in the last couple of years, but this has been the really first time that's been able to put more formally into a project with some funding attached to it. Perkins City Youth Services have been providing really targeted and equitable services to trans and gender diverse people for many, many years. And this, I suppose, is a bit of a reinvigoration of that, in a new approach and with a really good formalised partnership with Trans Folk of WA and Connect Group. So it's a great opportunity. So it is a City of Vincent grant that's gotten us the opportunity to, I suppose, resource this. And that's because Perth Inner City Youth Services and Trans Folk of WA and therefore Connect Groups do have City of Vincent as one of the key sites that they provide services in. So, that's a fairly central council area in Perth, and that's where we've been located.
Having a key person like Danny across the organisations that understands what is needed to make positive change is helping to make all the difference. But also having a person who identifies outside the gender binary that's a part of all aspects of the Trans Homelessness Project helps to take a big step forward in creating a strong connection for trans youth to reach out at the same time.
I think it's about being visible in our equitable approaches for quite marginalised and disadvantaged population. So having a peer like me as a non-binary person means that people can anticipate that it's a space where trans and gender diverse people are going to be more accepted and understood, and then we do take a peer-based approach to that drop-in space, even though the rest of the services, I suppose, more casework youth work for, supporting young people in their various household network services that Perth Inner City Youth Services. But that peer-based approach really, in a range of contexts, has been proven to really make things more sort of culturally competent to marginalised groups and therefore more accessible.
While this project is based only in the City of Vincent, Danny said they hope it would have wide-reaching effect, not only in Western Australia, but in changing the practices used to work together and create stronger support services for all.
The project itself has a couple of elements, and one of them is that we are actually implementing an LGBTI peer support toolkit that Connect Groups and Trans Folk of WA had been developing already, and this kind of has, I suppose, given the different partners the ability to have an opportunity to resource implementing it at Transfolk and Perth Inner City Youth Services. So it's a great opportunity to use a more generalised toolkit to kind of trial it and implement it in a way that is working to make sure that peer support toolkit is ideal for when it's launched in a couple of months as well. The LGBTI peer support toolkit that Connect Groups and Trans Folk have been developing is basically a really user-friendly kind of guide and toolkit with sort of tools and resources that's adaptation of Curtin University's MyTier toolkit, which was a toolkit for supporting services to provide peer-based mental health promotion services. But what they've done is taken that MyTier toolkit and made it a little bit more LGBTI and volunteer group run friendly, so that it sort of is, I suppose, a little less laborious and definitely more concise and easier to pick up when you're a volunteer and start or improve a peer support service. So that's what has already been developed and is being implemented through this project as well.
That was Dean Arcurie speaking with Danny Wright Toussaint from the Trans Homelessness Project in Western Australia. If you are in Perth and are someone who needs to reach out for support, you can email Danny, D-A-N-I, at picys.org.au or get in contact via Perth Inner City Youth Services, where the entire team are experienced with connecting and communicating with trans and gender diverse young people.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.